The public has not seen Jay Cutler play since August, so no one outside the Broncos locker room really knows just how the rookie has grown on the field. However, the Broncos defense has faced him on a daily basis for not only the past 3 months, but the past 6 months, right here on the field. And they know, perhaps better than anyone, just what the rookie is capable of.
He had a great preseason, and he practiced every week great. He make some good throws on us, even when he going with us, the starters all the time. So he's been preparing practice team going against a first-team defense the whole year.
I've said from the first day I saw the kid throw the ball, he can do some things throwing the football that other people just simply can't do. He does some things as well as I've ever seen anyone do them.
Start with the arm strength.
A rocket arm.
Hurts when he catches his balls, you know. He's responsible for that crooked finger, you know. It's a guy, he's got an incredible arm on him.
I guess you could say it's Dan Marino type release with the ball and his Brett Favre velocity behind throwing it.
Then there's Cutler's pocket presence.
He's mobile in the pocket, and that's his thing. He can still make the throws while he's on the move. So he's a pretty versatile quarterback and pretty much possesses all the tools.
I think he can sit in the pocket, make some plays, and also move around the pocket and make some plays with his legs when he have to.
Which leads on to the footwork.
He's just not a guy that's going to sit back there and get hit. You know, if things break down, he got the athletic ability to make plays with his feet.
The arm strength came naturally, but the rest he's grown into during his 6 months in Denver, and he's improved in some key areas.
Reading defenses and not just throwing the ball. If a play not there, he'll scramble and make something happen with his legs instead of just throwing the ball there and making an interception or a bad play.
Probably just on his grasp of the offense and being able to make the read and get the ball out fast and keep the offense moving efficient like a machine.
I think he proved from his mistakes, and he has a lot of confidence when I see him back there in practice.
Well, you can tell that he's grown a lot. I mean, he's definitely got a lot better. You can tell he's more confident in what he's doing out there and reading, going through the offense. But, you know, at game speed, it can be a little different, and he knows that.
All that leads to a simple question. Is Cutler ready to succeed right away?
I think he can. He got the poise, and he just got that swagger about himself that, you know, he belonged here. And I think he's ready to prove everybody that, too, that he worthy of, you know, his draft pick, and he is one of the best quarterbacks in his draft class. So I think he got a lot to prove.
Since the day he's been drafted, I think he's been ready to come in and play. It's just the simple fact that he was waiting on his turn to get his call, and now his number's been called, and I think he's ready to go out and perform and produce.
However,
practice and games is two different things. You got to wait till you get out there to see what it can do. So I can't tell the future. If I could, I definitely won't be here now. I'd be with the winning lotto numbers somewhere in Antarctica probably. But other than that, when you get out there, we see what we can do. You know, we all got faith and got his back.
Of course, we'll have more on Cutler and everything else from here at Dove Valley throughout the week here on Broncos TV. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.